Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market.
Well, folks, you know the name of this show is Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Now, I thought that was an appropriate name years ago, and that's what we call the show. Well, the fella standing by that's our next guest does so happen to be a great friend, Jeff Rice. Now, Jeff has been with us before. Jeff is a great videographer. It's a passion. He really loves filming his hunts and fishing trips. But Jeff and I, back in the spring, we started an outdoor video show weekly, and every week since then we filmed and produced a show. And I thought we'd talk about that. It was really a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot about it. Jeff, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
Hello, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, you know I'm doing just fine. I really am. And I was just, the video has really been a learning experience for me. It's not like I haven't done any video in my life. I've done enough to know a little bit about it. But it's way different than writing, which I've done a lot of, outdoor writing, mm-hmm. and way different from radio. It's a lot of fun, but there's some built-in challenges to it, kind of a learning curve that I've had to go through to think about actually writing a script, if you will. That's where it really relates to my outdoor writing, the video uh-huh. does, because you have to, as you're doing it and filming it, you have to have an ultimate plan, don't you?
You do. You're putting a story together, no different than the stories you write and the articles that you write. You know, you want a video to come together to be a lot like that, so when someone does watch it, you know, it's the full picture. You know, you get the beginning, you get kind of what you're doing, and then you get some action. And, you know, you're kind of maybe taking your audience with you on an adventure through videos. And I've been doing this myself a long time, and, you know, I enjoy it. And the thrill of just getting video of a hunt or, you know, fish, a great fishing adventure that, you know, you catch a bunch of fish. And, you know, those videos, I myself live vicariously through my old videos. Go back and watch them and relive the experience, and, you know, how fun is that, right?
That's true, Jeff. And, you know, as an old writer, outdoor writer, the story is, or the trip is really not done until I get home and write the article. It's been that way for years for me. In other words, go out, do a fishing trip or just a hunt or just something that I've experienced until I get it down into now onto a computer. It's really not done. So it's been that way with you with video for a long time. And the similarities are close. They're very parallel, both ways of telling a story. But I think what I enjoy most about our videos, and it's called, folks, it's our video, Jeff and I's video is called A Sportsman's Life. And it's on the best way to really watch it, I think, is go to YouTube. Jeff, wouldn't you advise that?
Yep. Go to YouTube and just type in A Sportsman's Life under the search engine, and it'll bring them up. It'll bring up the shows. And, yeah, that's just been, I know for you and I both, just kind of a new adventure and some fun thing to do. And, you know, we're not Hollywood. We are not that. What you see in these videos is true real-life outdoor fun. I mean, and that's kind of what we set out to do when we started this whole thing.
That's true. And on YouTube, when you go there and type in or search A Sportsman's Life, once you pull up one of the current shows, you know, you can subscribe right there just by clicking subscribe. And then each week when these shows are put on, they just instantly pop up, right, Jeff?
That's correct. And if you subscribe, you'll get a notification that a new video has been posted. and that'll prompt you to go out there and look. So if you are a subscriber, then yes, you'll get the automatic notifications that they're there. And also, obviously, all the other videos that we've done, you can find them right there. So great way to look for them, or you can go to catfishradio.org, and there's a link there to get into there and look as well. So that's another way to find the videos.
Right. Just go to YouTube and search it out, or catfishradio.org, which is the radio website. Click on that. What's made it fun is, and a little bit challenging, you know, folks, is when we start out, we might be down at Jeff's ranch. He has a ranch up on the upper end of Lake Fork. We might be down there fishing. The first one we did was we were actually fishing in the Yannis Catfish Tournament.
Yes, we were.
From the creek, you know, from a creek down there that's adjacent to Jeff's place. And, you know, we had no idea if we were going to catch a fish. We certainly didn't aspire to win the tournament, which we didn't. But we knew we were going to tell it like it was, how we really fished. And that's what we did. So as we go along, say we were doing a squirrel hunt with an air rifle. Bow hunt for deer. Big boy air gun shows. Whatever. We do a lot of fun stuff. And it just takes it to the next level, you know.
Yes, and let's not forget the cooking segments.
Yeah,
people get to watch and see how to cook some things, because obviously you're very good at that, and I get the joy of eating some of the stuff that you cook. So
I get
all
to,
good.
It is, and I kind of overlook that sometimes. And I do. I am very guilty of some of the basic recipes that I think are just. And they are. I'm no chef, but they're like guisado, a Mexican dish. It's kind of a thick Mexican stew, if you will. Dishes like that, so simple. But looking back, when I first learned how to cook them, I thought, well, wait a minute, I've got to have measuring cups and teaspoons of this and that. But you know, most of that stuff is really simple. And I tell you something, Jeff, that we're going to talk about here on the radio soon, and also I will do a video. Is I've asked you, you know, if you like corned beef. And I know you do. A Reuben sandwich, you know, folks, is made with corned beef. Well, I'm going to tell you, corned venison is every bit as tasty, maybe more tasty, because it's so lean. But making corned venison, I have all the seasoning and the cure, the packet there from Butcher Packer Supply, that where I get all that stuff. I've got it standing by, and I'm about to put some ham meat from a deer, and make some corned venison. So we'll film that too. But that's the type of thing that the type of shows that we produce. Just things that we actually do, right, Jeff?
You know? Absolutely. We love and enjoy the outdoors, and you know, the hunting part, the fishing part, and the cooking, and everything in between. You know, it's just getting together and doing that stuff. You and I, we just have really a lot of fun. But to be able to bring our adventures out to other folks, and maybe they can learn something. We'll throw some tips out there, or you know, again, the cooking segments, and you know, I did a segment on food plots and just different things that we've learned in our number of years of doing this stuff, and to share it with folks out there is a great thing. So yeah, it's been fun and exciting.
You know, Jeff, speaking of sharing, while it's on my mind, Texas-raised hunting products, folks, Jeff and I both use them, the Scent Guardian, which actually eliminates any scent, any odor. There's whitetail sex attractant scents for during the rut. There's hog scents. But, Jeff, you know, every week there's a giveaway on our show here, and I want to remind you, folks, I want you to go to catfishradio.org. My email address is right there. And somebody wins one of these products every week for the past month that we've been doing this. But the first one to fire me an email, my email address is right there at catfishradio.org. I check them religiously, and the first one that comes up, I send it to Texas Raised Hunting Products. They will mail you a one of the products, Scent Guardian, or one of the attractants for deer, hogs. So anyway, I thought that'd be a good time, Jeff, to throw that in there too. You know, to mention
absolutely
that for this
and
week.
And those products are fantastic. You remember the video we did where we had the inflamed sow seduction out, and we were bow hunting on the creek. We had that hog run right up and was sniffing that. Just
yep.
Cool stuff. You know,
a lot of thought has gone into those products. My intent is not to make this a commercial, folks, or
right.
Jeff. I just thought it would be a good time to give that for that giveaway. But yeah, that stuff works. We've had good success, deer, hogs, and Scent Guardian. I mean, I spray down with that religiously every time right now, you know, when I go out. And we've got some fun stuff coming up too, Jeff. Some air rifle hunts. We've got a crossbow hunt that Jeff's going to be doing in the upcoming weeks, and just some fun stuff. And I think as we get all this game in the freezer, we will probably devote more time to how to turn it into good groceries, Jeff. So there's an unending array of things to keep us busy, you know?
Well, as the seasons change, so do we. We come up with different ideas, different things to do, and they're all fun. They're all exciting. They're all, you know, it's just fun to get together with friends in the outdoors and do this kind of stuff. And sharing this with all of our viewing audience is even better, you know?
You bet. Yeah, I have Jeff included, folks. Some of my friends say, Luke, you've got all the people interested every way that you can, radio and the the newspaper column, and now thanks to Jeff, we're actually doing a weekly video. Jeff, thank you, buddy, for being with us. I want to remind everyone, YouTube, and then just search out A Sportsman's Life, and click subscribe, and by golly, they can be right there with us, can't they?
Absolutely, or catfishradio.org. You'll find a link there to get to the shows as well. So thank you, Luke. As always, it's fun to get together and chat with you. Wish we had more time to chat, but I know it's time we move on and look for our next adventure.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to crockettresort.com. or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Friends, you know, last year was the first year that we could hunt with big bore air guns in the state of Texas. A lot of people did just that. A lot of people still are kind of on the borderline. They don't really know very much about big bore air guns. They're accustomed to the little pump-up pellet guns that they shot as kids. Well, the Air Force Air Guns Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market, came out a few years ago. I've killed a bunch of big game animals with it. A bunch of hogs, exotics. I've even shot an Audad with the Texan. Well, the Texan is now improved. A new tank and valve allows the Texan to pressure to 3,625 PSI. It's a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure that pushes a bullet that will develop up to 754 foot-pounds of energy. That's shooting a big 520-grain bullet. So if you're on the borderline thinking that you might want to start hunting with an air gun, go online to airforceairguns.com and check out the Texan. If you have an older model Texan, you can put this new tank and valve into it. It just screws right in, and it'll pressure that one up to the same thing. It'll be just like buying a new one. But all the new ones now come with the 3625 PSI tank. And, you know, I have shot mine. I've got a new one, brand new. I've just had it a week or so. But I've been shooting these Nielsen Specialty Ammo Bullets, 240-grain hollow points. And what I like about it, no, they don't develop the 754 foot-pounds like the big heavy bullets, but they develop more than enough to cleanly harvest the biggest buck or the biggest hog in the woods. The trajectory on those things hold out really good. Say 100 yards and a little past, I feel very comfortable now. So you can, you know, Google NIELSEN Specialty Ammo, and check out the bullets that I'm shooting right now in this new Texan. Thought that would help you out a little bit, folks. I know a lot of you have been thinking about the, you know, starting out with an air gun. You'd be hard-pressed to find one better than the Texan right now. It's the most powerful production air gun on the market. I've had a ball with everybody. Remember catfishradio.org. And remember, you can go right there and email me with any hunting or fishing information in your area. And I'm already looking forward to next week's show. We're going to have a good time again this time next weekend.